Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
What kingdom has sent you?
The kingdom of the Most High.
Any investment discussed on Wall Street Raw is presented for educational purposes only. We strongly recommend you seek out a competent, licensed professional for advice.
Nothing you have ever experienced can prepare you for the unbridled carnage you're about to witness. The Super Bowl, the World Series, they don't know what pressure is. In this building, it's either kill or be killed. You make no friends in the pits and you take no prisoners. 1 minute, you're up $500,000 in soybeans, and the next, boom, your kids don't go to college and they've repossessed your venue.
Talk Radio is proud to present Wall Street Raw with TV's Wall Street Week elf and nationally recognized market timer, Mark Leibovit, who welcomes you on board his financial time machine. And here is the elf himself, Mark Leibovit.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, depending on when you're listening to the show. This is Mark Leibovit on this Saturday, June 24th. Welcome to Wall Street Raw. As usual, we try to put together an interesting show with you with a bunch of guests. We actually have six guests on the show today, and we cover the gamut all the way from ETFs to financial astrology. It's been an exciting week in the markets. We saw indices into new highs, a huge run and volatility in the Bitcoin market, a lot of action in the cannabis stocks, bonds still doing well, gold moving higher. So we have a lot to talk about, and we will with all our guests, which include this morning Don Verlow, Henry Weingarten, Ralph Acather from the Russell ETF Group, Sinclair Noe, and my good friend Craig Smith from Swiss America. And again, I want to thank Swiss America for being a sponsor of our program. Swiss America is offering a couple books free, The Secret War of Cash and Don't Bank on It. And to get free copies of those, you can hear about during the show, but please call 800-289-2646. That's 800-289-2646 for Swiss America's book. And do mention that you heard it on Wall Street Raw. Let's get to our first interview. Welcome back, my good friend and regular guest here on Wall Street Raw, Don Verlow, who is the past president of the Canadian Society of Technical Analysts, and most notably, I feel he was an advisor to the Horizon Seasonal Rotation ETF between 2009 and 2015, and this is really his specialty, seasonality, as he publishes timingthemarket.ca and equityclock.com. Good morning, Don. Thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for having me back, Mark.
So, we have interesting stories, as we always try to cover on your segment every week. Let's talk a little bit about Berkshire Hathaway.
Yeah, nice trade by Berkshire Hathaway last week. The company completed a bailout of Canada's Home Capital Group. That's a mortgage lending company that ran into regulatory problems. Now, Berkshire have provided a $2 billion line of credit and purchased a 38% interest in Home Group Capital at $10 per share, total value of $400 million. Mm-hmm. The stock quickly moved higher on the news, trading above 20 bucks. Nice little double for Berkshire Hathaway.
Nice move. That's great. In 1 week. Let's talk a little bit briefly what's going on with Canadian resources. Copper starting to uptick here a little bit. Gold's popping up a little bit. What's your sense?
We had a nice uptick in zinc prices during the latter part of this week, and that's pretty encouraging. We've seen a nice pop in stocks like Lundin Mining, Hud Bay Mining, and Teck also. That sector seems to be bottoming, and again, it's a China story. The base metal stocks and the base metal commodities seem to have bottomed, and we're starting to get a bit of a bounce in that sector right now.
What's your view of the Canadian dollar here? We have about a minute left, Don. I know we had a little volatility here in the last 24 hours.
Yeah, there's been some good news. We had some good news on our economy the last week that gave an initial pop in the Canadian dollar. But then we had some additional negative economic news in the latter part of the week, and the U.S. or the Canadian dollar came under some pressure. So it's really quite volatile right now. But there isn't really a strong trend one way or the other.
Any predictions?
Yeah, historically, as you get into the summertime, the Canadian dollar has a history of moving lower relative to the U.S. dollar. So that hasn't come through yet, but let's pay very close attention to it.
Great, great. Thank you, Don. As always, we enjoy having Don on the show. Don Velo from EquityClock.com or TimingTheMarket.ca, and we'll have Don back next week. Have a great weekend, Don. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Mark.
Welcome back a good friend and regular guest here on Wall Street Raw, Dan Nichols from the MJIC Marijuana Index, and he's CEO of that index and helped create it. And if you're not familiar with the Marijuana Index, it's a group of stock indices that track the top cannabis stocks in the U.S. and Canada. Good morning, Dan. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Mark.
Well, we both know that the cannabis marijuana stocks have been experiencing a bit of a correction here in recent weeks, and I'm sure our listeners would like to, many of which do subscribe to my Cannabis Vice newsletter, would like to hear from you and get an explanation of why you think we've had a correction and what your forecast might be going forward.
Yeah, you know, it's been definitely a rough last 4 or 5 months. Certainly, looking at the index, you can see, you know, there's a huge jump in the fall for the November elections. I think the U.S. index went up 200%. The Canadian index was up about 150%. And, you know, so far in 2017, it's, you know, been a downward trend, you know, losing some of those gains that we had in the fall. But, you know, we're still seeing a lot of substantial progress in, you know, both states in the U.S., whether it's Nevada or California, as well as, you know, Mexico just passed medical. You know, this week they announced a new law for that. So, you know, there's definitely progress with the individual states, and, you know, Canada's a shining star. But, you know, the stocks have struggled a bit, and it's hard to predict when, you know, we'll see a turnaround. You know, a lot of, especially in the U.S., a lot of stocks are over-the-counter, and so they're mostly retail investors. And so it's hard to say in terms of, you know, summer vacations and a summer slowdown how that might impact those OTC stocks. But, you know, we're definitely seeing positive movement with the, you know, states and their laws themselves.
Is there one big story that you're looking for coming up? I know we have a couple senators that are trying to get federal law changed in the U.S. Is that something that we're counting on or hoping for?
Well, of course, we're hoping for it. You know, I'm not holding my breath, just given, you know, I've been in the industry about 3 years now, and it's, you know, we've seen this come up time and again, and at some point it will happen, and, you know, the federal laws will open up. But, you know, I'm not too optimistic at this point. I think it may still take a little more time, but frankly, you know, that gives more time for some of these smaller companies, you know, gives them time to develop and grow. You know, as soon as those federal laws open up, you're going to see a huge wave of consolidation and, you know, new larger companies enter the market that could threaten some of these stocks that, you know, people regularly trade.
If our listeners want to get more information, where would they go, Dan, to learn more about what you do and your company?
Yeah, so our website is marijuanaindex.com. That's marijuanaindex.com. And, you know, we track, you know, the top stocks in the U.S. and Canada. We also have an entire list of all cannabis stocks that are traded, you know, throughout the world. And we, you know, cover news on those stocks, and we break it out by sector, and a lot of cool information for people to learn more about the market.
Great. Thank you for joining us, Dan Nichols from MarijuanaIndex.com, and we'll have him back real soon, as this is a very important and hot area for our listeners and in my business as well. Thank you, Dan. We'll talk to you soon. Have a good weekend.
Thanks, Mark. Appreciate it.
Thank you again, Dan and Don. And, you know, don't touch your dial. We have Sinclair No coming up on segment two. A lot going on this past week. Let's touch briefly in the few seconds we have before the break to talk about what's going on in Bitcoin this past week. It's just not Bitcoin. It's cryptocurrencies. And we had a bit of a crash midweek in the second biggest cryptocurrency, Ethereum. I don't know if you follow the news or not, but it was about $350 for a coin. Somebody had a fat finger and hit the sell button, and it dropped to 10 cents, and then it bounced all the way back to 300. But if you go to my website or subscribe to my letter, I have a link to all the cryptocurrency market capitalizations. And I was amazed to find out that there's 100 out there. Now we hear about Ethereum and, of course, Bitcoin, the big one, which has got a $44 billion capitalization. But Ethereum's got $31 billion, and they range all the way down to $20,000 in capitalization. But we trade GBTC at VRTrader.com, which is the Bitcoin Investment Trust. And I think we made about 40 points in it this past week because it had sold off from 550 down to 290 and had a nice little bounce. But there is an ETF coming. And hopefully the SEC will approve that, and we'll be able to trade these Bitcoins using a stock versus actually getting into that Bitcoin, Ethereum, Ripple, Litecoin, so forth, all these that are out there. I don't want to see a $300 entity drop to 10 cents, and I don't think you do either. Stay tuned. We'll be back after the break with our good friend Sinclair No.
You're listening to Wall Street Raw with Mark Liebovich. Go to WallStreetRawRadio.com for information on Mark's newsletters and products. Stay tuned. Mark will be right back.
My friend, for years, Swiss America and I have been warning about the unsafe world of modern banking, in which merely holding cash might be a crime. Today, if you decide to withdraw cash, be prepared to explain why or fill out forms. So why are honest citizens suddenly being treated like criminals? That's the subject of two complimentary Swiss America special reports, The Secret War on Cash and The 10 Consequences of a Cashless World. Why don't you call Swiss America now for these free reports, 800-289-2646. Again, 800-289-2646. Does a cashless world concern you? It ought to. New government capital controls are targeting citizen savings and retirement funds. Take it from Pat Boone. These reports will explain what you can do about it. Call 800-289-2646, 800-289-2646.
High-performance investors and traders use superior financial tools to achieve superior returns. You have that tool with Mark Liebovich, nationally renowned top market timer, legendary television Wall Street Week elf, and nightly business report market monitor, who shares with you his unique market tools and commentary at WallStreetRaw.com. Here, Mark provides you with his latest ideas on how to help build and protect your wealth and help you avoid the next big market tsunami. Mark has a special free gift for listeners of his Wall Street Raw radio show. Go to WallStreetRaw.com and sign up for his free monthly Cannabis Vice News Raw report. While there, go ahead and sign up for his free monthly Gold News Raw report. Both are totally free. No credit card information is required, and no one will call. Sign up today for your free Cannabis Vice News Raw report and Gold News Raw report at WallStreetRaw.com.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
Think positive. Never show any sign of weakness. Always go for the throat. Buy low, sell high. Fear, that's the other guy's problem.
Welcome back to the Wall Street Raw Radio Show with Mark Leibovich, your time machine for the financial markets. Want to know more? Go to WallStreetRawRadio.com. Now, here's the elf himself, Mark Leibovich.
Welcome back, my good friend, regular and special guest from KFNN 1510 Phoenix and author of the great blog EatTheBankers.com, Sinclair Noe. Welcome, Sinclair.
Well, thank you so much, Mark. Always a pleasure.
Well, in today's edition of Banks Behaving Badly, we always like to start off there because of the great EatTheBankers.com column. We had read that Barclays and four former executives were charged with conspiracy to commit fraud during the bank's 2018 capital raising from Qatar as it sought to avoid a bailout. These guys really do stuff like this?
Yes. Surprisingly, they did. This is a bit of a strange story. It goes back to the 2008 bailouts, which took place here in the U.S., but also over in Europe as well, and particularly in the U.K. There were several British banks that were on the verge of folding as well, needing bailouts. And they've gone back, and it appears that, and by the way, this is the first time that we've seen four senior executives of a major British bank charged criminally like this. I mean, this includes the former CEO, John Varley, former chairman of the investment banking for the Middle East, the ex-wealth chief, former European head of the bank's financial institutions group. We're still learning some details on this, but it appears that Barclays gave Qatar a loan, and then Qatar made what was presented as an equity investment to regulators. Qatar got a fee for going along with the ruse. Barclays avoided a bailout. They got essentially a line of credit and some money injected in from Qatar, the oil-rich little nation over in the Arabian Gulf, which is, by the way, going through some problems right now of its own.
I mispronounced their name. I call it Qatar. I'm sorry.
And I've heard it pronounced different ways, so don't worry about that.
Okay.
Q-A-T-A-R. But anyway, the whole point behind all of this is like, well, what's the problem? Why is this problematic? Barclays was in line for a bailout from the British government at the time, as several other banks were. What they did was they did this deal on paper to make it look like they had backing, when in fact they really didn't have much backing. And the whole reason for it was that the senior executives didn't want to give up their bonuses.
Amazing.
Incredible.
Well, the big story this week, besides the banks behaving badly, is a lot of jawboning coming from Federal Reserve members from all over the place. I don't even know where to get started, but one particular was interesting was James Bullard, Loretta Mester, and Jerome Powell all kept the news waves busy this week with speeches from all over the place. But Bullard told the Wall Street Journal that the rate of trajectory for the FOMC is laid out, he seems, is unnecessarily aggressive, and the balance sheet unwind should start sooner rather than later. So what do you make of that?
It seems contradictory that he thinks that the interest rate trajectory is going too fast, but let's go ahead and cut back the balance sheet at the same time. Well, okay, he's got a different approach on how he thinks this should all unwind and the effects it may have. We also heard from Eric Rosengren. He's the Boston Fed president. He said lower rates may be a more permanent feature of the economic landscape because they reflect broad population trends. The demographics are changing, and so maybe we are looking at this more permanent low interest rate environment. Well, we've seen that in Japan over the past few years. We had Chicago Fed President Charles Evans saying the Fed could be done raising rates this year. Now, we've had two rate increases this year. The Fed has indicated that they'd go for three, and they reiterated that after their last rate increase. They also laid out a timeline for reducing the balance sheet, all the bonds and mortgage-backed instruments that they have on their balance sheet, about $4.5 trillion. They're going to start unwinding that, but they wanted to get the interest rates up to a certain level before they started unwinding the balance sheet. Evans says, you know, we don't need to be raising rates further here. He supports the policy of very gradual interest rate hikes and slow reduction of the balance sheet. And he says, you know, even if that results in us exceeding the 2% inflation target, not necessarily a bad thing. Of course, right now we're not exceeding the 2% inflation target. We do not have wage push inflation. We have 4.3% unemployment rate, which sounds like full employment, but it's not enough to push up wages. That may go back to what Rosengren was talking about, this being a demographic phenomenon, a change in population trends to where we're not going to be seeing inflation from a tight labor market. And then New York Fed President William Dudley, he took a fairly hawkish tone, argued against slowing the pace of interest rates. Federal Reserve Vice Chair Stan Fisher said he has worried memories might be fading about the role of the housing market, and said housing prices are very high now, they're rising in many different places, and that might be a result of an extended period of low interest rates. In other words, he's worried that the Fed is creating yet another bubble, which is, you know, what the Fed does.
Sinclair, we ran out of time. Sinclair, no. KFNN 1510 Phoenix, north of the block, eatthebankers.com. Thank you again, Sinclair. We'll have you back next week, and I'm sure we'll have plenty of banks behaving badly stories to talk about.
Always a pleasure, Mark.
Thank you again, Sinclair. In the few seconds we have left here, very interesting this past week. We just talked about Bitcoin. Let's talk about solar stocks, which took off big after Donald Trump indicated that the 1,900-mile wall, 30 feet high and a 60-degree angle on the south side, would be a very solar-friendly environment. So this really boosts the solar stocks. Subscribers to my VRTrader.com newsletter know we had two plays in the solar area, and we did benefit, and I think we're going to continue to benefit. Though some analysts at Bloomberg came out afterwards, and they indicated that it would not make enough money to cover the cost. According to one analyst, it would take 100 years to pay for it. More on this later. Stay tuned. We'll be back after the break.
Go to WallStreetRawRadio.com for more information on Mark's newsletters and products. Stay tuned. Mark will be right back.
I owed the IRS $10,000.
The IRS garnished my wages.
They put a lien on my house.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency in the world. They do not give up until you pay.
I couldn't sleep. We were being audited. I called Tax Solutions Now, and a great big weight was lifted off my shoulders.
I called Tax Solutions Now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Tax Solutions Now had my wage garnishment lifted in 48 hours.
Tax Solutions Now can get you help. Our agents know the rules, can stop the pain, and get you the best deal. We connect you with a team of former IRS agents and tax professionals who will get the IRS off your back.
We saved our home and overcame the most powerful collection agency in the world.
Call Tax Solutions Now. Time is running out.
Call 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off. Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570, 800-430-7570, 800-430-7570, that's 800-430-7570.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to a half a million dollar cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Welcome back to Wall Street Raw. Want to know more about Wall Street Raw and the Leibovitz VR newsletters? Go to WallStreetRawRadio.com.
Welcome back on this Saturday morning, our good friend Henry Weingarten from the Astrologers Fund. And if you want to reach Henry, you go to afund.com. Henry's been doing this about 50 years, and he's one of our great regular guests with some great market calls, and we always enjoy having him on the program. Good morning, Henry.
Good morning. Well, see, right now I'm already on July 4th holidays, and so is the market. So we don't expect too much.
Don't we rally into the 4th of July traditionally? Don't we have a seasonal
problem? We could. And if we do, and I'm certainly not against that because I'm a Trump bull, as you know. However, we start getting into some NASDAQ possibilities. So the NASDAQ's getting a little toppy. So you could hedge, you know, being long the Dow and the short NASDAQ. But as we get to the through September, the NASDAQ gets increasingly risky. Now, you have to be careful on shorts. I recommend hedging. So on one hand, I think the markets are going to have a little baby correction. I don't mean 10%. I mean like 3 to 5%, maybe a little bit more. But we're still bullish. So you have to watch it accordingly. We're happy gold did very well at our 1244 buy, which is so far perfect. And we hopefully will go back up to 1300. But there's some risks. And there's risks in August, there are risks in July, and there are risks in September. So you have to watch it. If you've got good profits, you've got to lock it in, or you've got to hedge it. On the other hand, if you don't and you ignore it, some of your profits will go away, but you'll still be in great shape.
We talked off air about the Dow possibly still targeted a bit higher this summer. Where do you see the Dow possibly going?
I think we could get we knew we were going to get to 21.5. I think when it gets to 21. Approaches 21.8, which means 21.670 to 750, then it's in our sell zone. Basically, the S&P is in our sell zone at 24.40 tops. The NASDAQ at 62.50 plus is in the sell zone, although the 6,500. And once we get to 21.5 again, but to 21.8, that's sort of our sell zone. But it's not an aggressive sell. It's just like lock it in, hedge it. Because, again, Trump's going to have a very great year, and there's going to be some rallies in that. That doesn't mean we're not going to have some issues beforehand, but the risk is high, the valuation is high. But on the other hand, there'll be more rallies. So how do you want to play it? You know, you can sell it and go away, or you can hedge yourself.
Well, speaking of Trump, he came out yesterday with a very bullish comment for solar stocks because of the wall and his solar idea. Any thoughts about that?
I think he likes to surprise people. I thought it was a wonderful comment. And look, he's not against solar energy. You know, he's so misinterpreted it. It's unbelievable. But he's for all sorts of energy. I don't agree with the nuclear part personally, but he's for everything. So, and his coal stuff is a little bit silly because it's not going to do well because coal is too expensive. But on the other hand, he just wants U.S. production of anything. And I think you're going to see more and more factories opening up here and more situations. You know, some will balance out. But that's one of the reasons we're very bullish on the economy. Less regulation. They're going to pass the tax thing relatively soon. And that should be a rally, I would think. I don't think people are going to sell that news. That's always possible that they might. But I think more likely they're going to rally on that information.
Any quick thoughts on copper that's been turning up a little bit here, and that's related to the economic recovery too? Anything?
Copper's all right, but mainly copper we're more bullish on in 2018, second half of 2018, 2019. That's when it really shines. Oh. I mean, it's okay if you're bottom fishing. Most things are okay if you're bottom fishing. For example, oil. Oil 40 to 42 is clearly a bottom, and a 80% chance, but the big rally is not till fourth quarter. So it depends on how you like to play it. So,
I think
most things that are down or up, with the exception of things like Bitcoin or Ethereum. We don't like those, but they're going to go up and down like yo-yos.
Thank you, Henry. Talking to our good friend Henry Weingarten from the Astrologer's Fund. Again, if you need to reach Henry, go to afund.com, and we really appreciate his comments every week. Thank you, Henry. Have a great weekend.
My pleasure.
Welcoming a special guest on this Saturday morning on Wall Street Raw, Ralph Agather, who is a managing director of North American Research with FTSE Russell. That's FTSE Russell, which is a global index provider. And Ralph's going to be a speaker at the IMN Global Indexing and ETF Conference in Dana Point next week on Monday, and I'll be attending that conference as well. And thank you for joining us, Ralph.
You're welcome, Mark. It's great to be here.
Tell our audience a little bit quickly. We have a very short segment, who Russell is, and apparently on Friday was a big rebalancing day for the Russell indexes. Let's talk about that.
Yes, well, Russell has been calculating the Russell family of indexes since 1984, and so this is that time of year when we do what we call the rebalance or the reconstitution. And basically what we do is we look at all the U.S. stocks that are trading in the markets. We measure them by their size, which is just the shares outstanding times their price, and then we rank those stocks from the largest to the smallest. And so we actually take the largest 3,000 stocks, and that becomes the Russell 3000 Index. And so that's designed to measure the U.S. market. We then look at the top 1,000 stocks, and those become the largest stocks, the large cap index. The next 2,000 stocks then is the Russell 2000 Index. So this is the process where we actually recreate the membership for our large cap, small cap, and broad market index. It actually ends up being the largest trading day of the year.
Yes, I was going to mention that. The press is talking about how it reliably boosts trading during the day.
Yes, that's correct. I mean, if you think about it, since the month of May, we actually are indicating to the marketplace the rules that we're going to use. So a lot of investors and traders actually can anticipate and make their own calls on which stocks will come into various indexes. So when the day actually happens, it's pretty well anticipated. It's one of the biggest trading days in the market, but it's also one of the most orderly.
Ralph, we have about 60 seconds. So tell us a little bit about what the presentation Monday at IMN is going to be all about.
Well, I think, obviously there's a lot of money following passive indexes nowadays, and there's been some articles recently suggesting that maybe it's too much of a good thing. So there's a lot of people questioning or writing editorials about whether, if we have too many people following index funds, then nobody's going to be there to make sure companies are fairly valued. So I expect us to have some real robust discussion about the downsides and potentially the upsides of passive investing relative to active investing.
Thank you, Ralph. So Ralph Agather will be at the IMN Global Indexing and ETF Conference in Dana Point, California. It actually starts Sunday, and he's presenting on Monday, and his presentation is called Triumph and Trouble, and I look forward to seeing him there. And again, if you'd like to attend, please contact IMN directly at their website and or come to Dana Point. Thank you, Ralph, for joining us, and look forward to seeing you.
Thank you.
Thank you again, Ralph, and Henry as well for joining us on this Saturday. Well, we have the 4th of July coming up, and a lot of talk about a summer rally. July may be the best performing month of the third quarter, but the mostly negative results in August and September make the comparison easy. We've had two hot Julys in 2009 and 10, with the Dow and S&P both gained greater than 6%, and there was a strong performance in 2013, and they have boosted July's average gains since 1950 to 1.2% and 1% respectively. But such strength inevitably, again, as I mentioned, stirs talk of a summer rally. But beware of the hype, as it historically has been the weakest rally of all the seasons. Now, July's first trading day is the fourth best performing first trading day of all 12 months, with Dow Industrials gaining a cumulative 1,010 points since 1998 over the past 21 years. So we'll see how it unfolds. We've got next week, of course, with Independence Day holiday. I'm sure traders will start taking off the end of next week, making it a long week. Volume will probably pull off. But as I mentioned to Henry earlier in the show, you might get that rally, into the 4th of July. And, with good reason, we're still in a bull market. Like to see a 5% correction sometime. And perhaps we'll get a little bit more volatility in the NASDAQ stocks going down at that time. We also had touched on the Bitcoin story here briefly. We didn't finish everything I wanted to talk about. We mentioned GBTC, the Bitcoin Investment Trust that we're trading. Of course, there's the TAN, which is the ETF for solar stocks that I wanted to talk about as well. The solar stocks, big move here. So if you want a little diversification, that TAN is a good way to play. Canadian Solar, CSIQ, had a good move. So a lot going on. Stay tuned. We're going to be talking to Craig Smith after the break.
You are listening to Wall Street Raw with Mark Leibovit. Go to WallStreetRawRadio.com for more information on Mark's newsletters and products. Stay tuned. Mark will be right back.
High-performance investors and traders use superior financial tools to achieve superior returns. You have that tool with Mark Leibovit, nationally renowned top market timer, legendary television Wall Street Week elf, and nightly business report market monitor, who shares with you his unique market tools and commentary at WallStreetRaw.com. Here, Mark provides you with his latest ideas on how to help build and protect your wealth and help you avoid the next big market tsunami. Mark has a special free gift for listeners of his Wall Street Raw radio show. Go to WallStreetRaw.com and sign up for his free monthly Cannabis Vice News Raw report. While there, go ahead and sign up for his free monthly Gold News Raw report. Both are totally free. No credit card information is required, and no one will call. Sign up today for your free Cannabis Vice News Raw report and Gold News Raw report at WallStreetRaw.com.
U2 America TV, featuring original live programs created with you in mind. Engage with shows through social media and the U2 America app. America Trends with Dr. Gina covers the trending topics of the day and allows viewers to interact with the show. Sully's Biz Brew is business with a barroom slant, delivered with a twist. Visit U2America.com to find a channel near you. U2 America, red, white, and you.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-425-1023. That's 800-425-1023.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Melberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too. Because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588.
Responsibility begins and ends with our partners and our shareholders, and that's it.
There is no freedom without the law.
Get it? Got it? Good.
Welcome back to Wall Street Raw and the final segment with Mark Leibovich. Now, here's the elf himself.
Welcoming back a very special guest and regular guest, Craig Smith from Swiss America Trading Corporation, an old friend of the program, and we have so much to talk about, Craig. Craig authored so many books, but the claim to fame has basically been over the years, numismatics and gold at Swiss America, but on the unbelievable government attack on cash and what's going on in our country and, frankly, around the world. We saw it happen in India last year as well. Good morning, Craig. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, Mark. Good to be back.
Man, they're really after cash in a big way. A bill was recently introduced on the U.S. Senate floor entitled Combating Money Laundering, Terrorist Financing, and Counterfeiting Act of 2017. And they're going after everything here. I hear even Bitcoin.
Yeah, it is truly an amazing event. You know, it's S-1241, and of course the big sections to look at are Section 5312 and beyond. We had heard inklings of this when we wrote our book, Don't Bank on It, a couple of years ago, and we talked about how confiscations were occurring on a regular basis. You know, a Christian rock band was coming home from a concert and were pulled over by the police. $15,000 of their donations were confiscated. They had to fight to get him back. We list several instances where this occurred. But this bill, Mark, puts it in black and white for every American to see that, in fact, this is happening. They're going after cash. Cash is evil. Bitcoin is evil. Prepaid phone cards. Gift cards. I mean, I'm going to be very fascinated to see what this does to the bottom line at Amazon, given the fact that Amazon, you know, takes and gift cards and all kinds of prepaid cards for payment. What's the extra paperwork going to do? And, of course, the Trump administration has tried to put this thing on ice in hopes to see what the financial impacts will be. I think, A, they're going to be devastating. But for the average person, it's going to virtually eliminate your financial privacy. And this is a bill that should have been struck down, should have never been made law. And of course, it's not law yet, but if it keeps moving at the pace it is, it will be the new law.
You know, the argument among those who support cryptocurrency, the Bitcoin, and there's like 50 of those out there now, they grow seemingly daily, is that, you know, cash is antiquated and we're in a world of technology now. But even so, like you say, Bitcoin is being attacked. So I'm just wondering how they expect us to conduct commerce.
No, you're right. And I actually think it's a violation of the Interstate Commerce Act. this is going to definitely cripple a lot of people. Let's face facts, Mark. If you're a stockbroker or a casino or a currency exchange, whatever, a pawn broker, a post office, precious metals dealer, name it. I mean, you basically have become an unpaid government spy under Section 5312 of U.S. Code Title 31. I mean, all those industries are going to require spying on customers. And I'm talking about average, ordinary, good, decent people who work hard for their money. They pay their taxes. If they're carrying more than $10,000 on their person, Mark, they can actually have that money confiscated. Now, they don't call it confiscation. They call it that they're taking the money into custody. Just like, you know, when they put handcuffs on you, you're not really arrested. You're taken into custody until they can decide to arraign you and so on and so forth. I mean, the language in this bill is so draconian, and it is going to have an impact. Now, look, most people don't use cash anymore. They use debit cards, credit cards. Now they have iPay and Google Pay and all these various things. But this is a clear-cut case where the government wants to see where every single penny moves. And they do it under the auspices of, well, we're going to eliminate drug dealers and we're going to eliminate all these other people that deal in this nefarious underground world of cash. But I myself personally, this morning on the way to work, and I know this sounds crazy, I felt like a sandwich for breakfast, believe it or not. So I stopped by a sandwich shop, and I pulled out a $20 bill. Well, soon, that's not going to be an option anymore if we keep moving in this direction. And this is not what America was based on. This is not what our founders had intended. And I just think it strips one more liberty away from us as Americans. But beyond that, it's going to have a dramatic impact on this economy, because if you can track every single penny, and I'm a big believer in paying your taxes and doing it properly, it's not going to only require that and demand that. It's going to make it impossible for anybody to have any type of flexibility in the way that they plan their finances.
Craig, we only have about 60 seconds. How does gold and silver play into this scenario?
Well, I think it's going to probably have a positive impact on the prices because, again, gold and silver, once you've paid for it, it is completely private if you buy the right type of product. You know, we talked about this extensively in the book, Don't Bank on It. And by the way, your listeners can always get a complimentary copy of that book. They just call the 800-289-2646, mention Mark's program, Wall Street Raw, and we'll send a complimentary copy out. If you read the book, Don't Bank on It, which we wrote 2 years ago, it predicted this law was going to be beyond the books. I happen to believe this will pass, maybe not in its current form, but it's something every American should know about, and I appreciate you bringing it to your listeners' attention.
Craig, thank you so much for taking a few moments for us on this Saturday morning. Craig Smith from Swiss America. Again, if you want more information about Swiss America, please call 800-289-2646. We're going to have Craig on back real soon. Thank you, Craig.
Thanks, Mark.
Thank you again, Craig, for joining us. And again, if you want information, you can get Don't Bank on It and The Secret War of Cash at 800-289-2646. Great products from Swiss America, and I've done business with them for many, many years. I want to thank all our guests for joining us on the show today, Henry Weingarten, Dan Nichols, Don Villalo, Ralph Agather from the Russell Group, of course, our good friend Sinclair Noe, and Craig Smith for joining us. We've got the holiday coming up end of next week, so volume may dry up a bit, but we still could see the Dow pushing into new highs. So we're going to stay on the bullish camp, even though I think, you know, a little correction could be coming later in the summer, and we'll take advantage of any sell signals that do unfold in our trading program. And as we do each week, we close our show with what our old friend Ed Hart used to say on the old Financial News Network from the 1980s and 1990s, when he closed his show by saying, as we do here, we will know in the fullness of time. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for listening to Wall Street Raw with nationally recognized market timer and previous Wall Street Week ALF, Mark Leibovit. If you missed any of today's show or to get in touch with Mark, please go to WallStreetRawRadio.com. Any stocks or investment discussed on Wall Street Raw are not in any way a recommendation or solicitation to buy, sell, or hold. We first recommend you seek out a licensed financial professional for advice. Go to WallStreetRawRadio.com for more information on Mark's newsletters and products.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio,